This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Billy Branham is on a mandate from God with a special message. It was preached in Houston, Texas under a strong anointing. It is an old message with a fresh new insight on the authority of the believer and what it means to be seated together with Christ Jesus. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
But the time is coming when men will walk in it, walk in their covenant, walk in the supernatural. And it'll be just as natural to walk in the supernatural as it is for a bird to fly through the air or a fish to swim through the water. But hearts must be prepared, minds must be renewed, spirits must come into subjection to the Father of spirits. And to know what His will is in many cases and in many areas. Learn to be sensitive. Your spirit sensitive unto His spirit. Learn to communicate with Him in the spirit. Not only to communicate with Him supernaturally in other tongues, as the Spirit of God will give you utterance, but learn also that you can communicate with Him by the supernatural utterance of prophecy, speaking supernaturally in your own language, not out of your head, but out of your spirit. Get your tongue hooked up to your spirit, for your spirit knows things that your head does not know. And so, praying out of your spirit, both in tongues and by the gift of prophecy, you will be able to speak supernaturally and to know what you're praying about. And you'll see it come to pass, for the Lord is on the giving hand. Now you have to cross some kind of a line to decide to do that. Yea, He has not said it and forgotten it, but He wants you to know. For your faith will not work without your knowing. That's the reason that He said, put me in remembrance. Speak it out yourself, for you see you're down here in the realm of the earth. And down here you're the one who has authority and not God. And so you speak it out. And by your speaking it out, then you create it. For faith's confession creates reality. And there is a revelation of truth along this line that some have come very close to receiving and yet have not clearly seen the light. But the revelation is coming, and they'll be able to teach men in the realm of the spirit, in this area where they can operate in that area, like men in the mental realm will teach people the multiplication table, and they can operate the multiplication table. And so spiritual things will become as real and as natural and mental as mental and material things. And it shall be said in these last days, as it was said of yore, that there are giants in the land, that these giants will not be giants of physical stature, but giants of spiritual stature. It's time for the giants. It's time for the company of supermen. I don't think you'd be here tonight if you didn't want to be one of them. Bless the Lord. How many of you were with us last year? My goodness, I'm glad. Bless the Lord. Because I want to talk about some things. Things have happened since last year, since we were here in January of 2006. Things have happened in this earth. Things have happened. You remember Jesus said to watch Israel for the sign of His coming? We took a group of youth, a youth tour in June. And one of the things we did with them was we go and stand in a place up at the north of Israel where we're looking over into Lebanon. Lebanon is no farther away than the back wall. And there we saw, how many of you have been with us and stood at Misgav Am in Lebanon? So you know. And we stood there and we looked over at military posts, which in June were manned by the Hezbollah. And as we stood there and we focused our cameras on them, they waved at us and we waved at them, Hezbollah. I think we waved first and one guy waved back. That was June. We took a regular tour in November. And our, you know, all ages, youth tour in June, regular tour in November. There had been a war in between time, and those hills where the military posts had been were flat smooth with some dents in them because there was a war and the Israeli Air Force had taken them out. That's a big change in from June to November. And so the things that have happened on this earth are happening so very quickly. I was thinking about when China shot the satellite out of the sky. Communist China, friends of North Korea, shot out a satellite from the sky. I was looking just today, just quickly, not really teach on it or anything like that, but the Bible says that the Antichrist will hear a sound out of the east that will frighten him. And it speaks of a great army that will come from the way of the east, 200,000. And Russia's friends with Iran, and Iran keeps threatening to wipe Israel off the face of the earth, just like it says it will. They will in Psalm 83. Psalm 83 says there will be a confederacy of nations that will say, let's wipe Israel off the face of the earth. And they've been having meetings in Iran in which they invite people from all over the world to come and say how much better the world would be without Israel. Well, let's just look at Psalm 83 and see if God put that in the Bible. He put it in there so we wouldn't be afraid. And we would know that he told us these things before they happen, and everything's going to be all right. We have read the last of the book. Bless the Lord. Every one of these things simply tell us the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But just look at Psalm 83 and see if you can hear anything that you have now. This was in the Bible, for it was 3,000 years ago that David was on the earth. So 3,000 years ago this was written, but you and I live when it happens. Psalm 83, keep not silence, O God, hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together one with one consent. They are confederate against thee. The tabernacles of Edom, the Ishmaelites, Moab. And it goes on and names people that today have made up such a confederacy against Israel. We are living, how many of you know that we're living in the last of the last of the last days? We're living in the end of what the Bible calls the end of days. But an amazing thing is happening out there. The world is getting to know this. Wherever you go, even if they are non-believers, they know something about the Bible. Israel has something to do with the Bible. And even the world right now is knowing things are different. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we're glad for the book. We're glad for prophecy. In the book, we are glad for prophecy that comes through prophets. We're glad for the gift of prophecy in your own life. You can pray in tongues, and you can ask the Lord for interpretation of tongues. And you can be praying in the Spirit, in the Holy Ghost, and you can speak out. And God will show you the future. Hallelujah. He knows your future better than you know your past. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. But we're in a very marvelous and a wonderful, wonderful time. And I remember so much being here last year and how key it was. I wanted you to see Shelley because we've had some marvelous things that have happened to us since last year. And do you remember, I've told this every place, When I was here last year, it was the beginning of 2006. And so I took Brother Hagin's prophecy that he had for 2006, and I read it. And when I read it to you, when I read it, I'll read a little bit of it right now so you'll know what I'm talking about. What had happened in 2003, Brother Hagin always had a seminar in February. And so in February 2003, we were all there and we were waiting to hear the word of the Lord. God wants to speak to us and he wants us to hear. And I mean that night, Brother Hagin started rolling in the office of the prophet. He said at the end, it was the highest manifestation of the prophet's office in his life since the 60s. It was in February 2003. He gave the prophecy. 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006. But he left in 2003. It was the last time he ever prophesied about the years. This was in February when he gave the prophecy, and in September he went home to be with the Lord. So the prophecy came that night. It began with, many are concerned about the future and they wonder what will happen. Will darkness overtake or will the light shine bright? Yea, saith the Lord of hosts, remember that you're in my hands and remember that I know the future better than you know the past, and all is well. I will alert you concerning that which will affect you. I will show you the way to go and you will walk in it and be blessed above all the people of the world. And upon the earth you shall be blessed, for you are my people and my people shall rule and reign. Now that ruling and reigning, God's showing me some things about it right now. Not for when we die, not for after the rapture, that will be so, but for right now. Hallelujah, bless the Lord. In your realm. Now I do not believe we're gonna take over this earth. I do not believe we're gonna take over Houston and establish the kingdom of God in Houston. And everybody love everybody, and lambs lay down with the lions, and then Jesus comes and we say, look what we did. I don't believe that. Because the Bible says there's going to be a seven.
Thank you for listening to today's radio broadcast. To receive this new CD series entitled Authority of the Believer and the newly released book Authority of the Believer by J.A. McMillan, please call our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. When ordering, please mention the call letters of this radio station. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.